got this thing rolling here. Just kind of tell me, you say that Tom worked with you?
Tom worked with me for at least 12 years.
What's the name of the company again?
Canoe Graphics.
Okay. And you've been there for 17, you said?
Yes.
Okay. What was his job there?
Pressman. Small pressman.
And what is your job?
Large pressman.
Okay. Okay. So, you're saying a couple months ago that he's typically mad at the world and depressed and...
Tom had a lot of problems. He, most of the time I've known him has been in financial problems.
Mm-hmm.
Pretty much mad at the police.
Why do you say he's mad at the police? I mean...
He's got a couple of DUIs.
Okay.
Or at least one DUI that I know of.
Okay.
But I kind of heard two.
Okay. Why? I mean, was he blaming the police for his problems?
Yes. Well, all his problems were everybody else's fault.
Okay. So he was a kind of a discontent?
He was troubled. Everything was everybody else's fault. Everything that happened to him was because of this, because of that. It wasn't because of him.
Okay. You say that he got laid off also?
Yes, he got laid off, I want to say, in May.
And
he made decent money for a small pressman in this town.
Uh-huh.
But the whole shop went through layoffs. We lost, I don't know, 7 or 8 people out of our shop.
Okay. Was it a layoff because of cutbacks, or wasn't because of something he did?
No, it was cutbacks.
Okay. Right. You know, I mean, was your belief that he drank often, or?
Tom was, as far as I knew, he was sober for the last 3 years. But he used to really binge.
Yeah.
Used to. But he was sober that I knew.
You had also mentioned something about financial problems. I mean, if he's making decent money,
what decent money he was making, I make a lot more.
Uh-huh.
He owned a home, took a second out, drank it away.
Hmm.
Ended up moving into this house because I think he lost his other house.
Okay. Was that
over here?
You knew where the first house was? The one he lost?
Cali
Violetta?
Violetta is what I want to say, but I don't know.
Okay. Had you ever been there before?
Twice.
Okay.
I don't know if I could find it if I wanted to.
Okay. You had mentioned something about he and his wife having problems too?
Yeah, they've had a lot of problems. This is what bits and pieces I got from Tom. I mean, they haven't even really, they've been married, but they haven't been a couple.
Mm-hmm.
The house he's living now, he was living in the garage as far as I knew.
Did you say why that arrangement was there?
Because she didn't want him basically sleeping together. Not even in the same bed.
That was your idea then?
As far as I know, yes. But I think it kind of went both ways on that one.
Was there any domestics between the husband and wife at all, between Tom and his wife?
Yes.
Were you aware of any of those domestics? I mean,
yes.
And how were you aware of those?
Through Tom.
Oh, you taught me about them?
I don't believe in beating a woman.
Uh-huh. Would he tell you about beating his wife?
Yeah.
What would he say? I mean, typically, what would he tell you?
The one that really comes off the top of my head is, I really nailed her last night, and I go, why don't you go to a bar? This is when he was drinking. I go, let's go have a few drinks and beat up a man. Or at least try to. Because I think it's a coward act, myself.
But can you say why that happened?
No. But I really think a lot. I think she would push him. She would push him.
Kind of pushes buttons, you think?
Yeah.
How do you, in what way, I mean, were you ever privy to any of that? Have you ever heard it? I mean, you never...
No, I was never around
you're
any
just hearing
of this.
It from Tom then, right?
Yes, this is what I've heard at work.
Okay.
But she would just, I mean, I know of one time when they lived over here that she'd be asleep on the couch and the TV would be on and she'd be asleep, so Tom would go try to sit in the chair, watch some TV, and she'd wake up and she'd be all PO'd because he changed the channel. And then that would start a fight.
That would start things off.
Yes.
You know if she was, if she drank also?
No.
No. You had mentioned earlier about something about he having guns at one time, but she got rid of them or something like that?
Yeah, she got rid of them when, because they had domestics before.
Okay.
And she made sure the guns were out of the house.
How long ago was that? That
Oh, jeez.
6 months, a year, 2 years?
Oh, years.
Okay. It's been a long
time
then?
Yes. Yeah, years.
You had also said something about when you read in the paper about he having a knife. I mean, you made some comments about that. Why did that strike something with you?
Oh, because I knew there's no weapons in the house, but I know he could be violent. Me and him got pretty close to fisticuffs a few times. Especially when he was drinking.
Yeah.
We had a Christmas party one time at my boss's house. He asked me to pick him up. This is when he was drinking. I mean, like I say, he's been sober for a while. And I banged on his door. No answer. Walked in the back. No answer. Banged on his front door again, no answer, so I drove to the party and he showed up, just tanked, and the first thing he said was, I should punch you in the face for not picking me up, and I invited him outside for the opportunity, but I decided this was a company Christmas party, that's the wrong thing to say.
Sure.
I left. So, I mean, he had problems. She sometimes really made the problem worse.
Compounded it some?
Yeah.
You'd say he was really upset with the cops?
Yes. I mean, yeah, he... I wasn't real happy with the DUIs. You know, you hear about a police shooting and one of them would go down and he's like, oh, maybe we'll get 10 more next time. You know, that kind of stuff bothers me.
You reference the cops going down, you mean?
Yeah.
That's the kind of guy he was, huh?
Yeah. Oh, he did not like the police force. Because it wasn't balanced.
Yeah. You know, if you ever had any mental health issues, like at work or anything like that, did you ever get treatment or?
No, my boss tried when he was drinking. My boss tried, I don't know how many times to get him into AA. He even had counselors come out to the job.
So he at least tried, huh?
He tried, and he made him go to a few of them. And my boss is gonna go, you know, you don't want to quit, you don't want to quit.
Yeah.
And they'd set up times, and he wouldn't show up. And, but like I say, he's, as far as I know, he's been sober for a while.
You know,
and
if
no
any,
drug use that I know of.
That was my next question. You know if there's any drug use at all?
No.
Okay.
No.
Just alcohol, huh?
At the time. But he could get violent.
Had you ever seen him violent with anybody else?
Verbally, yeah.
Yeah. In what way? I mean, was he challenging or just...
Yeah, well, at the time, it was at his drinking time.
Okay.
I mean, he'd challenge. He'd take on all comers.
Yeah.
But, no, not when he was sober.
Pretty nice guy then when he was sober, huh?
Yeah, but mm-hmm. I never felt safe after he got laid off.
Mm-hmm.
I go sometimes to work at 3, 4 in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
And I was always waiting for him to come through the back door. He always kind of blamed me because I knew him the longest.
Right. You mentioned that you'd been there longer than he, and he got laid off at 5. For some reason, you had something to do with it?
Well, he, like I say, he blamed all his problems were everybody, because everybody else.
I see. Okay.
But I had no control over it. I'm not management.
Mm-hmm.
Never wanted to be, so.
All
right. So I just hate to see some, good police officers go down for this one.
Yeah.
That's why I suggested I. That's why I talked to your son.
Appreciate it.
I would appreciate not being named in this. Only because they live right around the corner,
right.
And who knows, but.
Your name won't be any papers or anything like that. It would be all confidential.
But I just. It did not surprise me.
Really?
It did not surprise me.
Hmm.
I mean, I was shocked. I'm still kind of bummed out about it, but...
Mm-hmm.
But like I said, I worked with the guy forever, and... I have had that job since I left high school.
Wow.
And it's, you know, this happens to everybody else. It don't happen so close to home.
That's true. Very true.
But,
all right. Well, I appreciate the background on him.
Well, I would, like I said, I just don't want... I still think if he had a chance, he would have took one of the police officers down.
Think so, huh?
Because he hated him that much.
That bad, huh?
And why wouldn't he drop the knife?
Yeah, that's a good question.
So,
okay. That's good. Okay. Alrighty.